Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, Johnny.
I'm here.
Do you have a thick tongue?
Johnny's signing in.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you for being present today.
Yes, this belonged to my uncle who recently died from cancer. Saw the name on it and I said, you know who would like this? Everybody but Matt Bloom.
Yeah, but we don't horrible want disease. Your cancer records. We want records.
I've washed them all.
Gene Simmons has a shockingly long tongue.
Yes,
right?
He does.
Mm. That's the type of tongue I think you have.
Well, you know what? I will take that as a compliment.
Wouldn't.
No, do. Maybe tomorrow I'll come in full Kiss makeup. I'll sing Detroit Rock City.
I was curious if you've ever done that before.
What, the Kiss makeup?
Because you could pull that off.
I don't quite have the physique to pull off the outfit. No, but the makeup I can do.
There are all kinds of Kiss band tribute bands out there. No one's really in shape.
Kiss. Fat Kiss.
Sloppy Kiss.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know you have something planned, but I have to say, of all the Oscars in the world, you're the most Oscar-y.
I am.
You came in, and you immediately had a sweet and salty granola bar, which, by the way, addictive.
Two of them.
They're great.
They're not good for you people.
No. Well, they're granola. They've got to be good.
No.
Of course.
They're candy bars.
They're 100% healthy.
They're candy bars.
The overly sweetened peanut butter topping is what's got, that's where the energy is.
Yeah, I don't get that far. I just know that it's good.
Well, that's, I mean, you don't do a flavor breakdown?
No. I move on with my life and on to the next.
Okay, Deflector. Now listen, here's the deal.
Deflector?
Yeah, because what you did is you said, okay, let's get started. I look over and you have taken the wrapper from the candy bar, folded it into 8 tiny pieces. And
tucked it under a battery.
And you hid it under a battery. And ever since, I think we first found out you were a tucker when we did the road trip.
You know who else is a tucker?
Who?
My mom.
Is she really?
Yeah,
so you
I
come by
that.
It naturally.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably a... not a nervous tick, but it's a fastidious, like is that fastidious?
Well, you're very particular.
Yes.
Anal?
I hate the word anal.
Well,
I don't think so, because it's making a mess, so it would be
I'm making
less
a knee
fastidious.
Mess.
Well, what it is, it's a tricky
knee
mess. It's out of sight, out of mind, in that you looked over and you really are just hiding it from everybody.
But look, when you're beaten as a child, when things are messy, you start hiding stuff.
I suppose.
All right?
I hide stuff too.
So,
but that's because
that's
I come from
the
a
plain
broken
truth.
Home.
Welcome to Wednesday.
But the beautiful thing is I said, give me that, and you seem annoyed. All I want to do is throw it
I
away.
I like my wrappers tucked in under pieces of equipment.
Yeah, but you're going to have one of those mornings where you walk in and you're
grumpy.
Yeah, you're in a mood to kick some ass. You're going to say, why is there trash around here? And I'll say,
that's
because you hid it from me.
I'm the monster. That's right.
Well, you know, you're not the monster.
Now that Mike's gone. I get the mantle. Hi, Mike.
Someone has to do it.
Today's show is brought to you by Hordestock. You may wonder what that is today. Well, it's the weekend of Big O and Dukes. That is this weekend, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
I read about it. It got moved to Meriwether Post Pavilion, and John Sebastian dropped out.
We sold out the Roast of Drab t-shirt. That's gone. Like to move some tickets for Saturday night show if you're the area. This Saturday, we got Doogie B's Yacht Rock Experience and Ponytails and Cocktails with Chad's band.
Love that.
Let's move some ticks. I know that Vegas is the mandate. We got fruitcakes to sell. I would just like to move the meter on a Saturday show this Saturday. Then I'll never talk about it again.
And you're done.
Please.
Just done. Absolutely done.
Okay.
So you had something you wanted to talk
yes.
about.
Yes. Be honest about this. And this is not a fat thing. This
all
is
right.
just an eating thing.
All right.
right. Yesterday on Big O and Dukes.
Right.
Between shows, there's a fight for me to continue to lose weight, which I have, and nobody's noticed, and I'm happy nobody said anything because it hasn't been that much.
Right.
I'm at 191 right now. Right?
Really? That's
Ooh,
terrific.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. Good job.
I was at 199.
Hold it. 8 pounds.
Thank you. I've lost 8 pounds while nobody can notice, because when you got that much poundage out of the blue, they're not going to say anything until your waistline's super short.
As Mike
short,
would
right?
say, it's just a deck chair off the
yes,
Titanic. That's
but
all.
I did that without fasting, just working out in literally 9 days.
That's not bad.
That's pretty damn good, right?
You've been working your ass off.
I'm canoeing. I'm making friends. I'm doing all kinds of things.
You're having mixed up feelings about your new friend David.
Yeah,
is
David.
It David?
I miss you, David.
Hi, Dave.
He's
not long for Washington again.
Yeah, saw him again.
Did you go to the windmill?
No windmill for me.
Okay.
So Tuesdays, when you're trying to get back in shape,
right?
And I'll tell you what the spread was. We had Popeyes. We had all kinds of Popeyes. We had the spicy strips.
Big O' Dukes.
Yeah.
Have you tried the new sandwich?
No. Don't digress. Just let me tell you what kind of food was out there, and I don't have detail.
You're in my wheelhouse. I get excited.
From Domino's, Pizza Hut, Paisano's, Chick-fil-A sandwiches for days.
I love them.
A satchel of double cheeseburgers.
Yes.
So I walked by it two or three times, and I'm like, keep it under control.
Right.
Keep it under control. And I know for you fatties out there, you're like, stop crying about being 191. I'm not crying. This is getting to a point.
I weighed 191.
When?
In sixth grade.
In the womb. All right. So
it was a difficult delivery. Yeah,
I bet. Your poor mother.
She still sends me hate.
She was in a wheelchair for 2 years.
Still sends hate mail.
Okay. So I walk by. Justin Schlegel's there from 90 Rock.
He's a great guy.
Sitting in his draft t-shirt at the training camp for the Washington Redskins. And
what position is he playing this year?
He's a wide receiver. He's a slot receiver.
Yeah, he is.
And we get there roughly around 6:30.
Okay.
And then the food starts coming around 7. I hold out probably till 7:30, and I'm like, all right, two slices of pie early. The doctor said you're supposed to eat earlier. Let me get that out of the way. I'll burn those calories by the end of the evening.
I've heard from several nutritionists that 7 o'clock is your witching hour.
I thought it was 5. Well, now, some guy said that you have to eat before 2.
Yeah, I mean, the earlier the better, obviously, but I actually went to a lady who told me 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's fine. Two slices, not a big deal. What happens is we had two good shows, and then you get this euphoria of, we're done with the shows. They were fun. Oh, there's food there. We don't want to waste food. There's a plenty of Popeyes.
Let me ask a procedural. Yes. This seems like a tremendous spread. Is this common for Big O and Dukes to have this much food there?
If we're lucky, it's like Haley's Comet. Sometimes if too much food comes, sometimes nothing. So, but we have the best listeners ever.
Every 86
it's just
years.
If I get happy, we'll have nothing next week. I just don't want to overstep. And I say, well, I don't want this Popeyes to go to waste. And I don't want this beautiful slice of Paisano's to go to waste.
Paisano's some good pie.
It's roughly 10:30. I need to get home. We've got this show. It was supposed to be an early start this morning. And my wife had a crown put on her dental work yesterday. So I'm trying to figure out what my life's all about.
I thought for sure she had an actual crown she was wearing.
No.
She deserves it.
Princess Peach. Princess Peach, yes.
Yeah. Double P.
So I'm talking to the guys. We're laughing. We're just catching up about this upcoming weekend with Hortstock. And I'm eating the slice of pizza like I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's that not like I'm enjoying the slice. It's already in front of me.
It's a task.
Mm-hmm. But it's something I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I completely fell apart. Like, you go from two slices to then a slice and some chicken tenders.
Yeah.
I had to get my life together. So I was mad at myself for eating it at 10 o'clock at night.
Sure.
And I bit into my tongue while I was chewing. And not the front of your tongue, which is something that normally happens.
Right.
The back of my tongue. I've never bitten into the back of my tongue in my life. I'm 41. I've bitten the front of my tongue plenty of times.
Did you instantly sound like Dennis Murphy?
Well, I sat there and I was like,
okay, child.
This is why we're off there.
Right.
So it's over.
Right.
This is why people say you have to like chew your food multiple times in order to enjoy it.
Exactly.
It's like God was sending me a message. You don't have the A-frame for 190. Stop.
Do you think that when you hit 190, your tongue like shifted its pace in your body?
I'm literally eating for the wrong reasons. And now there's a gash in my tongue near the back of my tongue because I was so engulfed in this slice of pie.
There's a joke in the old Larry Sanders show that Hank chipped his tooth on a urinal. Mm-hmm. And Larry says, I don't understand how it happened. And he says, well, I fell. He says, yeah, but you chipped your molar. What you've got there is a real a problem with science. You have to have your tongue like way engaged
What
to
was
bite
I,
the
what
back of
I,
your tongue.
But I had folded the piece of pizza.
So do you think you – well, no, but that would make your tongue go
I
back
don't
further.
Know. This gullet, this pie hole is not made for like – shoving big slices of pizza down.
Drab sent me a highlight from last night's show. Now, I don't know if we've ever played a piece of Big O and Dukes on the show before, but here's Oscar
producing.
From last night. Okay.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never,
never, ever
physically.
Full.
I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Now, where on your tongue, I'm trying to picture biting the, because you know what I do? I will sometimes bite my cheek.
Yes.
And that's a problem because when you bite your cheek and it swells, you're going to bite your cheek again because it's bigger than it should be. But to bite your tongue, how far back did you bite it?
I would say...
I don't want you to stick your tongue out and point, but maybe...
I'm trying to... I would say 20% up my tongue from the where it's connected to my mouth.
Oh, at the bottom part.
The bottom part.
Okay, so more than halfway back. That says to me you have urgent eating in that you had your tongue out to bite a piece of pizza, and that's how you engage.
Okay, problem, right?
Right.
How do I do it, Sensei?
I don't know how you do it.
How do you shove food down your pie hole in a hurry?
Well, first of all, you shouldn't. And believe it or not, I probably wouldn't have been in that situation because I share a trait with Mike is that we don't like to eat in front of people because it's shame. There's shame there. But I think what you need to do is probably, were you standing?
No, but I was packing while I was eating.
Were you distracted?
Oh, definitely distracted.
Focus on the... You see, this is the reason why you don't understand the peanut butter topping on your granola bar. You have to focus on your food.
So then you start... You have this anxiety as you're going home where you're like, oh my God, what if this is going to turn into the situation, right? Because last night...
Hey, it hasn't slowed Johnny down.
Last night, I'm talking... I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did it feel swollen?
Oh, yeah! The first thing I did when I woke up, I was like, hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, you know what? To keep swelling down, you need something cold.
So I come from a family of doctors.
Yes.
And I buzz my sister, who's now in Los Angeles, thank God 3 hours behind. I'm like, Tatiana, it's your brother Oscar. I was eating pizza and I bit the back of my tongue. And she's like, what?
I'm long distance call to Los Angeles.
What should I do? She goes, well, make sure you clean it out. She's concerned about the wound. She's trying to figure out how sharp it is. And
did you draw blood?
I couldn't tell. At that point,
did the pizza taste like pennies?
I'm driving home. I don't know if I'm like, this is not good. I got swollen tongue. So I race to CVS. This is how crazy I am.
Did you go to the injured tongue aisle?
No. I get, what's that stuff? Iodine oil or that, not iodine.
Iodine? What's, peroxide?
Peroxide, right?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, I get hydrogen peroxide. And when I was younger, if we had a wound, we would stick that onto our wound.
And it would bubble.
Yeah. So I took a...
Fun, right?
I took a cotton swab and I went home and I put that hydrogen peroxide and I put it right on my gash.
Right?
Right?
And nice. Like,
that hurt.
Did it sizzle? Like, did it do the bubble?
Yeah, of course it burns.
Because, well, no, hydrogen peroxide is not it's not like a tincture of methylate or
it
something
hurt.
Like that. Because I remember, and I don't know if I'm wrong, and Pony, you can check this.
Yeah.
I was told by my parents when we, like, skin our knee or whatever, if you put hydrogen peroxide on it and it bubbles, the bubbles is it killing germs.
The bubbles?
So, the bubbles are actually what happens when it contacts, like, a mucous membrane, like anything other than your, like, skin. But the bubbles are a good sign, and it's actually a really good mouthwash as well.
Right. So, thank you. My wife was
shocked. It's like kissing a hospital.
So, it tastes horrible.
What I think most people are shocked by, you can do that.
Sure.
Like, you can... Like, I don't use that to gargle with every night, but if you've got issues, you can do that in a pinch.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Where did you learn that, Pony? Because I know nothing about you.
When I got my wisdom teeth pulled, the surgeon said you can just use hydrogen peroxide for mouthwash every day. It's cheaper.
Cheaper? Why would
it,
you
it
do
tastes
that?
Horrible, though.
I would love the fact that he's going to a dental surgeon that's pinching
from
pennies.
From the Civil War.
That's right. He said. He also said, bring your own bags to the grocery store.
So, voila, I wake up this morning and I feel like my tongue's larger than usual, but it's not this because okay, that happened last night.
I hate to ask you to do this. Can you hyperextend your tongue for me so I can see
this
what it looks
gross.
Like? This is
I'm
gross.
I'm sorry to the people
and
on
this
video.
Is when we have a high def video.
Johnny, aren't you happy you came to work today?
Aren't you happy that Johnny came to work today? No, you got to put it out.
Oh, no.
You got to.
You've got a cartoon-sized tongue.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, ladies.
No, that's gross.
It is gross.
I need a buzzer.
Can you?
Somebody bring me a buzzer.
Can you hyperextend?
We cannot. No, we cannot
just
move on.
Just stick your tongue out.
He said, hello, ladies. You're the antichrist of sexuality.
I know. I'm actually walking, talking birth control. I'm the pill in Birkenstocks is what I am.
So
just
gross.
Stick your tongue out. I don't see any swelling.
It's on the bottom.
Okay.
I got a thick tongue on the bottom.
That thickening.
A thick tongue. Now, Johnny.
I'm here.
Do you have a thick tongue?
Johnny's signing in.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you for being present today. Johnny.
He's had a good morning. You know, we have a thing with him.
What's going on?
Is that when he missteps or makes a mistake, because he's an employee now, we have a moment what we call Johnny No. And like the other day, he was trying to pack something in a box to return, and he couldn't have done it any worse. Mm-mm. And I was sitting watching him, and it became almost like a bad show on the DIY network. And I just said, Johnny, no. And we haven't had any Johnny No moments today, which is great.
Johnny. Johnny. I know I'm your hero, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that stings.
Well, I know because Johnny came and he went straight to the top, Charlie and I, when he wanted to stay here for the summer.
I hired you.
He said, I want to learn everything you do. And then we promptly said, hey, man, we can pay you for 3 days, not 5 days. And then he started just coming 3 days a week.
Sure. I want to do everything at a 60% rate.
So, Johnny, I'm going to ask you, have you ever thought of what like a liability in this, in this industry would be in broadcasting? And a lot of it has to do with speech.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. I mean, if you lose your tongue, like if you burn it off with your peroxide, you lose your talent.
I don't think that peroxide is going to burn anything off.
I've never heard of anyone putting that in their mouth.
Can we isolate that, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Johnny, I'm curious about you because this is your perspective, right?
This is good to know Johnny.
Yeah. Have you ever had a wound that you're like, man, this is going to affect the way I work? You're a young
Definitely.
Man, so.
Oh, my God, yeah. Last winter, I slipped and fell on my butt. And in the ice, and I had to come in with a donut pillow.
Yeah, that was like your,
that was like my first week here.
Yeah,
I was like, "Hey, I'm Johnny."
You were so proud of it that you wanted to call attention to it, and I remember you asking permission if it was okay to bring your donut pillow.
I didn't want to freak everyone out with my whack butt injury.
Well, you know, first of all, every disc jockey loves donuts, so you're fine. But do you really think we were the kind of monsters that would not understand the fact that you had a pillow like that?
I was nervous.
You were nervous, and also we all postulated that it was probably hemorrhoids.
No, I knew you had a coccyx injury. You're fine.
What kind?
Coccyx.
That's right.
That's I'm correct, right?
Yes, that is the term. Yeah.
Yes. Like Napoleon Dynamite's like grandmother.
Yeah. Yes. No.
Busted her coccyx.
You know what I mean, Johnny? Did you know that of all our interns, I'm going to miss you the most?
Can I tell the others?
No.
We're keeping a secret by putting it on the Mike O'Mara show.
Also,
because none of you listen.
That's amazing.
I said the same thing to Dahlia before she left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And has she left?
No.
Oh,
no.
I think she leaves a little too soon. Damn it. My August time 3rd. Is off.
Well, this means she can still screw it up.
Okay. Now, Johnny, after what you heard of my injury, are you concerned for me?
I think it's pretty deep in there. So that's a problem. That tongue cut. But, you know, you'll survive. You're a fighter, Oscar. You always have been. So
I will miss him, too.
I don't know. Because this is what I see people. The reason why I bring him up.
He's amazing.
I see Charlie Burney, who's a captive industry, right?
Yes.
He's there. He's about to get started with the day. Yeah, there's people to hire. There's people to fire.
Currently in the control room fighting sleep.
Yes. Yes. So bored. We've got Pony. He shows no emotion. I look at
That's
Johnny.
Right.
And Johnny, I get a quick glance of him from the side profile.
Right.
I don't know if he knows he's on a show, but I get that now, or if he is like, just, man, I can't believe I had to get here at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, I will always remember that we, early in his run, I spoke to you and we said he would be a good curveball to bring to the wax museum for the overnight trip.
Oh, I thought you said you were starting a whack pack.
No. And so we invited Johnny and he came and he was a wonderful asset the entire trip and it was a lot of fun. Except when the morning came and they were ready to get us out of the wax museum and they had set up breakfast and they wanted us out because there were beds set up in the Great Hall. They need to get them out of there. And I said, Johnny, you need to go. And he looked at me, he says, yeah, just a couple more minutes.
I remember that.
And I snoozed on Madame Tussauds. I was so tired.
The figure of Ben Franklin was moving faster. I looked at Rob Ford, and Rob Ford just shook his head. That's you're cut from a different cloth.
Pony, have you ever bit your tongue?
Yeah, but only like the end of my tongue and this like the side of my mouth, like Rob said.
It's normal. It's normal, yeah, guys, yeah. Right?
I believe there is an urban legend that Mick Jagger actually bit the tip of his tongue off, and that's why he sounds like
with
he
drugs?
Does. No, like when he's a kid.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what it probably was a soccer injury. They call it football.
Do you know about swallowed tongues?
Yes, that's not a good thing.
Gross, right?
Exactly. It'd kill me.
Do you die, though?
You can.
See, I started looking up all this stuff on Google like a dummy. Because I didn't know if this wound was going to be a problem.
I'm listening to that conspiracy theory podcast, and I can just see something horrible.
Conspiracy land.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you know, something horrible happens. You say, well, let's check the search history on his computer. Swallowed tongue. What's he into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Seth Rich.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Conspiracy Land, a fantastic podcast.
Oh,
just
you
check
can't
it out.
Turn it off.
So if I have any affect today.
You sound great.
But if it comes back around, maybe the swelling comes back up, know that it's because of that and nothing else.
I'm glad that you made it through 2 granola bars and no injuries to speak of.
By the way, every time I chew something, pain. Every time I drink something, pain.
Well, you know what? That'll help your weight loss. Because every time I eat something, it means another 5 minutes has gone by. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome to Dippus. Can I take your order?
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger. It's for a cop.
Roger.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that's what makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger. Holding his bet.
Give me a pie. Apple.
Do you want me to hold the spit? Just kidding, Officer Farva. So, do you want to dip a size your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch a size your face for free? I don't want it.
Right. Beverage?
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Will you just order a large Farva?
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French. Forgive me some f***ing cola before I break Boo's f***ing lips.
All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
Ah, f*** it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Alive from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Stormstown, Pennsylvania to Salem, Ohio, from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina to Big Bottom, Washington, and from Kanazawa, Japan. Is that right, Pony? Kanazawa?
I would have to read it.
Okay, well, thanks for the help. Kanazawa, Japan.
Oh, you're not doing a very good job either.
To California, Maryland. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. I thought he was a Japan guy. Thought he would know.
He would know.
Yeah, anyway. Just don't take your drugs there.
absolutely not.
A service of Cornerstone, our neighbors, good guys. Mortgage rates are still low, 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 and there's a chance they're going to go even lower.
Yes.
So the time to get
Find out today.
Is now. That means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Seriously, put the wheels in motion now. They'll get you the best rate, and if things go the way they're looking, you're going to do great.
This is a quick ad to it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about service in another level. I bought my home through Cornerstone.
Right.
And like in the past, I guess, a couple weeks, I might have mentioned this before, I walked downstairs and I'm like, hey, can I get 2 seconds of your time? I'm trying to figure out if it's the right time to refinance or anything else.
Right.
And they know you as a customer. They will walk you through some scenarios. That's how great Cornerstone is.
They remembered your deal.
Yes.
And they just said, this is what you need to do.
This is what's possible. And I don't know if you have that type of service everywhere. So you do with Cornerstone.
If you go there, you will be spoiled because they know you as a person, not as a client. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in hand to make it a great summer, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Get things started. Call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. They love TMOS just like you. And if you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, it's no sweat. As we said, they do, and they will take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Remember, the time to get started on your refi is now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website or visit cornerstonefirst.com or pick up your phone and call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
Oh, yeah.
Good folks. Now, we had your tongue story, so we didn't have time to get to Tungu. We didn't have time to get to this.
It's all about you.
Is it thick?
It's perfect in length. Like your tongue.
No, your tongue is awkwardly large.
You see, I just said you had a nice tongue and you had to turn it around and
no,
say
tongue
mine
proportionate
sucks.
No, my tongue is proportionate to my being.
Oh, if it's proportionate, mine might be too small. And how would you measure it? By width? Length?
No, I just...
Weight?
I don't... Okay, Gene Simmons has a big tongue.
He does.
Right? Known for that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect you to have as big a tongue as you have.
Well, think of the size of my head.
No, but Gene Simmons has a shockingly long tongue.
Yes,
right?
He does.
Mm. That's the type of tongue I think you have.
Well, you know what? I will take that as a compliment.
Wouldn't.
No, do. Maybe tomorrow I'll come in full Kiss makeup. I'll sing Detroit Rock City.
I was curious if you've never done that before.
What, the Kiss makeup?
Because you could pull that off.
I don't quite have the physique to pull off the outfit.
No,
but the makeup I can do.
There are all kinds of Kiss band tribute bands out there. No one's really in shape.
Kiss. Fat Kiss.
Sloppy Kiss. That's funny.
Hey, and you know what? There could be
show title.
How about a female called Miss?
Miss Sloppy Kiss?
No, just Miss instead of Kiss. It would be the same logo, but it would be Miss.
Oh, we lost it. You went too far with that.
I did?
Yes.
My tongue got in the
let
way.
Let Sloppy Kiss be the funny. You don't have to build you can't build Rome every day.
But you know what? Trying to do it is what makes this show the best. And remember what Rome is now. Ruins.
I love helping, but that was a problem.
All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Postponed from yesterday, we have the mailbag, and we start with a letter.
By the way, Mike will be back. Everyone's asking.
Yes, he will.
Yes, yes.
He will.
Soon.
October 2nd. No, I'm kidding.
No, he will literally be back in 15 days.
No. Week and a half.
Days.
It's not. He's back in a week from Monday.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight business days.
That's right. You'll get your easy pass. And Mike will arrive in 8 business days. Mike will arrive first class. You have to return the old easy pass and Mike gets there.
Hi, Mike.
This is an old-fashioned letter that actually came in an envelope.
Oh,
and it
nice.
Reads like this. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, greetings from the land of Coca-Cola and Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Oh, damn!
Gotta be Atlanta,
Georgia.
Right?
Georgia!
That's right. I finally got a little break in my hectic life as a D-list rock star to send some love and thanks your way for the joy you guys and ladies bring me on a daily basis. I've got about 25 different podcasts on my phone, but yours remains the only one that I never miss. It's really crazy and probably a little pathetic how the show has infiltrated my life. You guys let us into your lives to the point where I consider you friends, which makes me a bit Rupert Pupkin-ish, although no cardboard cutouts in my basement yet. Love you, longtime Fred Vigdor, saxophonist for the Average White Band.
Who is so nice.
Remember yesterday he sent that album
for
Mike.
Very kind.
But he did send some gifts.
He did.
Yeah, and it reads like this. Mike, as previously promised, here's a little something for your Victrola. Hope you enjoy it. Sorry, the cover doesn't open up, so you'll have to use something else to clean your weed.
Stacks and stacks of wax.
So he sent the Average White Band Greatest Hits. Rob, Rob, your recent voyage down Alan Sherman rabbit hole dredged up a long dormant memories of my childhood as a comedy nerd in training, listening to my parents' LPs. The Ballad of Harry Lewis, great Alan Sherman song, is a particular standout for me. I found something you might enjoy. I believe it's called A Book. And what he sent is an out-of-print biography of Alan Sherman called Overweight Sensation.
Oh, it's so nice.
And I've actually never read a book about Alan Sherman, so I look forward to it. Thank you, Fred. And
that's
Oscar.
So thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Good
letter
friend.
Closes. Oscar.
Yes.
What to get for the hombre who has everything? Why? Nothing, of course. I hope that someday I can get ahead of you
in the
quest for the latest technological tchotchke. But for now, sorry, Bubby,
you get
bupkis.
You know me better than you know, I would say, Rob.
Yeah.
Because that saved me a lot of acting when I received a gift that I didn't want.
What's the, can you think of one gift that comes to mind that you had to really fake it?
There's a bit that happens, and I'm not being a dick. It's just something that needs to happen. That I will take gifts that are given to me that aren't consumable, because I love giving consumables to people. And I will put them to the side here above the console to the right of me.
Right.
And then I will drop them. And when they're dropped, that means they're going into a trash can.
Yeah, people would assume there's like maybe a shelf there.
There's no cubby or shelf
no.
for keepsakes.
No.
Most of the stuff that is given to me is either given to someone else because they'll enjoy it more than I will, or why would I do this to myself? Gift cards are welcome. What's this gentleman's name again?
Fred Vigdor.
Fred, work hard. You know who gets me right? Dirk Vastrick.
He knows
Martin's Tavern. He sends me gift cards all the time. I use them all the time. Gift cards!
So somewhere between gift card and the trash, though,
tchotchkes
is the things.
They're filed in the filing cabinet.
There's sometimes a middle range gift that
gift cards work.
That will go to a shelf in Podcast Village where it will live for like 2 months and then gets thrown away.
Starbucks, like
lovely.
That. Mm. They're not downstairs, but they're everywhere else. I'll take all of that. Pony, what do you need? What do you want?
Oh, you know, gift cards are always a great idea and good old-fashioned booze.
Send them to me, not Pony.
And you'll distribute them?
I'll distribute them.
I was thinking maybe for you a gift card maybe for urgent care.
You know, once in a while, I'll find a gift card that I forgot about.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, I'll light an intern up.
That's true.
I'll be like, hey, you did a great job today.
Mm.
And then they'll think I thought about them, but someone had thought about me, and
right.
then I'll re-gift it.
And that's the magic of Podcast Village.
Man, what's a nice $10 out of the blue, right?
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to Safeway, buy yourself some watermelon.
If you send me a gift card, I need a minimum of $50 to make it worth my while. Because otherwise, the scratching and the moving of codes, it's just so much
work. So 25 is no good?
25 might make it, depending on how lean the month is. But 50 is a guaranteed, I'll enjoy.
Is 20 guaranteed going to an intern?
Probably.
Okay.
Or Rob. Most of the time, I look at Rob and I'm like, he needs something in life. Here you go. I'll light him up.
Then definitely send one for urgent
Pony,
care.
Pony, have you ever gotten anything from me?
Yeah. You gave me a $50 gift card to the ABC store, and I almost broke into tears.
That was a mistake.
Mm.
I thought it was a $5 guy.
No, that was
I would
50.
Like that back.
It was 50.
Jesus Christ!
And he was useless for a week and a half.
$50!
It's in the toilet. That's disgusting.
Damn it.
One more thing from Fred. He says, in addition with his tenure with the Average White Band, he has done some touring and recording with Michael McDonald.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool. He said it was a dream come true for me, and he exceeded my expectations on every level, personally and musically. Truly one of the sweetest guys I ever met. Rob, he said to tell you, you're a dick. So that's nice that Michael McDonald
thinks
I'm a dick.
Fred, if you don't mind, send us how much it costs to rent you guys. I feel for like our 20-year anniversary, we got to start putting money aside.
I'd love that.
For 20 years, we might be able to afford your band.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
I love their music.
It'd be crazy, right?
Oh, it'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
All right. This just in from Glenda Bloom. And here's what she writes.
Glenda!
Uh-oh.
Oscar, I think the LBJ Park you kayak near was actually Lady Bird Johnson Park, not named after Lyndon, but named for his wife.
Oh, who knows that?
Is it the one that has the statue with the waves?
She's right.
Is it got
She's
waves
right.
and seagulls?
Yeah,
that's
I'm
a beautiful
sorry.
Statue.
The misogynist in me always thinks of the man first.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, it is Lady Bird Johnson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you people.
By the way, she was guilty.
It is a secret jewel. Of what is known as our Nile, the Potomac.
Some of Robert's friends have secret jewels.
Yeah, and I'll say this. For me, I'm thinking of going there next weekend.
Yeah?
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Get a picture of yourself in front of the statue.
No. The monument is beautiful, but you ride by as you're going to the...
Do a selfie with it in the background. I'm not a moron.
Oh. No, that's not worth stopping. It's a bunch of waves.
It's pretty. There's birds.
No, there's no birds.
Lady Bird
oh
Johnson. There's
God.
A seagull on the waves.
It's nice. It's not that cool. You roll by it. The bar and grill there at the little marina is pretty damn great.
All right. I'm not going to argue about the greatness of Lady Bird
Johnson.
And
I've actually taken a picture of that monument and put it on my Facebook years ago.
She was a great first lady.
How does your mom know about that?
Well, I mean, she grew up in D.C., so she knows all about these. Oh, my God. She hates it when you say Glover Park instead of Glover Park. Drives her crazy.
Well, tell her to calm down.
I'll tell her to calm down.
Glover. Danny Glover Park?
Why don't you take your $50 gift card and buy her a bottle
of
booze?
That was a five spot. I read it wrong.
Drinking.
All right. Hello, TMOS and Podcast Village people. Listening to Mike struggle with his butt dialing problems is always a source of joy. Very nice.
I'm telling you, we're not exaggerating. It happened. I don't have a foreign parent that butt dials me as much as Mike does.
Well, the technology's international. It crosses all bounds.
Yeah, my dad should be doing that. He doesn't, though. He's also overseas.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if he butt dialed you, it would be WhatsApp, because that's three Oscar. This is a free butt dial. So there's no charge. However, there is an easy solution. Put your phone app in a separate app folder. I keep mine in a folder in the dock at the bottom of the phone with voice memos, Messenger, iMessages, Contact, Skype, and FaceTime. Having the app in a folder makes it very unlikely to be activated accidentally. Thank you for all the entertainment. Gary Heaton. Seems like a little too much effort for my.
I think it's smart. It's better
if you're,
than
if
taking,
you're a serial butt dialer.
Then you
yeah.
don't have to take your phone off raise to wake. Then he's gonna bitch about that next week.
Of course,
because he'll be like, I can't ask. And then it'll go back and forth. And then
not recognizing my thumb.
My thumb.
Dear Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, Maddie, and everyone at Podcast Village, you are loved.
Aww.
Have a blessed day, Stephen Robeson, Vienna, Virginia.
Thank you.
That's nice.
No, Johnny. Hear that, Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it. And he's close. He's from Virginia, right?
Well, yeah. Vienna. It's a horrible town.
I'll find him.
The whole town's brown. I hate it. Lived there a long time. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I heard Mike express an interest in Turo.
Turo!
Yes, the car sharing app. I just got back from a family vacation in Hawaii. Oh, I have some Hawaiian music for this guy. He went to Hawaii and he did the Turo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his review of it. He says, they... five-star rated owner of a late model SUV that they rented. And he said... there are few things more fun than after a 10-hour flight, walking through an airport parking lot and playing Where's Waldo with a vague set of semi-literate instructions on how to find your car.
Wow.
All right, so there's that. Nearly 20 minutes later, I miraculously discover the car and begin the check-in process. It took another 10 minutes to snap photos of every angle of the inside and outside of the car with my phone so I could upload them to Turo one by one. Then, check-in finally completed, I get a cute little message from the owner saying, quote, don't forget to leave it like you found it. Be sure to get a car wash and thoroughly vacuum the interior before the end of your reservation.
What a douche!
Absolutely. How convenient! And that was a nice thing to learn after I was already on the hook and driving away. At least the car itself was solid, right up until it wouldn't start on night four.
Oh my God.
And had to call AAA to get a jump start. In short, it's a real fluky number, Jack. Don't bother and stick with car rental companies or Uber if you can. Sincerely, Andrew from Cleveland.
A fluky number.
Yeah, it's a fluky number. P.S. I don't work for a car rental company. I'm primarily writing this to save Mike the trouble of his aneurysm that'll happen when he uses Turo. The thing that I hadn't thought about is trying to find a car in an airport parking lot based on someone else's instructions.
I just had that happen in Phoenix.
Oh!
Remember my friend Michael Corleone?
Yes, of course.
He left his Highline six-figure BMW for me to use for the weekend, which is, I mean, I don't know.
What a nice guy.
I don't have blackmail photos on the man. He's just a good friend.
Mm.
He had his girlfriend, one of 20, I imagine.
Sure.
Take a video of getting off the elevator at the terminal and showing us which way to walk to get the car.
So instead, so when you got the car, it was like the Blair Witch Project.
No, we landed and it goes boop, boop. It's the video of her saying, come to this elevator once you get your baggage
claim. That's the way to do it then.
And literally walked us to the car. Like, I was like, this is brilliant.
Did you remember to vacuum it and get a car wash?
Didn't leave gas, left it at the concierge at the hotel. Or valet. I'm sure it cost a fortune. I called and begged for forgiveness. It was a scumbag friend.
Right.
The flight, remember the 3 a.m. nightmare.
Oh, that's right.
Back.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
Woo.
All right.
Never see him again.
I just want to comment on the letter last week encouraging Mike to buy a charger. I totally agree that he should. I know Mike's listening right now on the live stream.
Dodge Charger?
The Charger.
Charger.
Yeah.
The tongue. The tongue.
Well, I've known you for a long time.
Charger?
Charger. Charger.
Charger.
Let's call it a Challenger. Might be easier.
Is it a Challenger?
No, it's a Charger. Charger. You want. As a father of a 7-year-old son, my son loves to ride in daddy's car, which is a 2015 Chevy SS, a 4-door sports car with a big V8 and a ton of power. As a father, having your 7-year-old son yell from the backseat, go faster, really makes my day, especially when we get in the SS and his first request is to listen to TMOS. He's a good boy. Yours in Christ, Mike Robichaux, Morganton, North Carolina. Oh, here's one for you.
Wait, what kind of car was it again?
A Chevy SS.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad was never cool like that. Mike's cool. Cool. He could do that.
He can pull it off.
He can pull it off.
My father was good for a luxury car. My dad went through an Audi phase.
Volvo man.
A Volvo and then the Volkswagen, and now he's in a Jeep crossover.
He had my father had a Toyota Corolla.
That's a very serviceable auto.
Yes. Practical.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Volvo, but the classic tank Volvo. Like a tank rolling down. Mm-hmm. Then he bought a Buick LeSabre as his weekend car.
It means the Sabre.
Even larger, even uglier. And then we have big analog clock, which is interesting, on the dash.
By the way, analog clocks in cars never break.
And then this is when he got fancy. He got the Jaguar XK Vanderpump Rules, whatever.
That's a pretty great car.
12 cylinder. Beautiful.
Great on fuel. On fuel. That car's so powerful, the analog clock ran fast.
And now he's got, the usual Mercedes that he never drives that's just sitting there.
What does he have with the other family? What does he drive down there?
Oh, in South America?
Yeah.
A BMW SUV.
It's being pulled by donkeys?
Who knows? He's like, I think I need an upgrade. I'm like, from what? And who's driving it down there?
And don't finance it for too long. You're not getting any younger. Hey, guys. When Oscar was giving tourist advice during last week's mailbag, he got cut off when he was going to say, there is something to see behind the Lincoln Memorial. You never revealed what it is.
Yes.
What is it? And no, it's not the secret hole at the Washington Monument. Thanks, Eddie.
No, underneath the Lincoln Memorial.
Yes.
Especially at night. During the day, it's probably... So most people go, and because we're rubes... You go to Lincoln Memorial, you run up the steps, and then you're like,
look at Abe, there he is.
Hey, Abe!
Right.
What's up? Hopefully there's not any protests at the landing here over the steps. I rode my bike by it. I was like, another protest!
Looks so much bigger in Forrest Gump,
Jesus.
Didn't it?
Yeah. If you walk around the back,
right,
there's a little museum underneath the Lincoln Memorial. Have you ever been to it?
I've heard about it, and it is actually, it's still marble on the walls, right? Because it's part of the original structure.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful thing to see.
So it's, imagine underneath, so you take your average home. This is going to be the easiest way to, so the deck is where Abe is sitting.
Okay.
Underneath the deck, there is a porch of sorts.
Okay, yeah.
Which is beautiful, and at night, it's very accessible.
We, being a Washington, D.C. resident all my life, a lot of times people come into town and they say, can you show me the city? Yeah. This is a great gag. Use it. You can steal this from me. Tell them that there is a typographical error in one of the speeches carved in the walls of the memorial and ask them to try to find it.
Why would you do that to somebody?
It's fun to watch them read it.
It's so sad.
It's not sad. It's fun.
You prank your relatives. Why would you do that?
They were more friends than relatives.
Okay.
But it's because it was great.
Because they're searching.
And they really look hard.
Oh,
I said,
God.
You won't see this in any history book. Hey, Rob, I have to ask. 2 Dabney Coleman appearances and show opens last week. Are you trying to kill him?
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
Please advise your internet pal, Richard.
On Facebook Messenger.
Well, on Golden Pond and Dragnet are very different, so I had no problem.
Still, that's 2. 1 more and he's dead.
That's true. Well, we'll bide our time.
Yes.
We'll bide our time. Finest. I hold in my hand. The final
last letter.
The final letter. Dearest TMOS crew, I have a message to be shared. Here's the deal, colon. My dad, Dale, had his birthday on July 27th. Honestly, I'm not sure how old he is, but he is a 60-something grumpy old fart. He's enamored with your podcast and listens to it every day on his way to work. He even buys fruitcakes and crap from you guys. Thank you, Dale. Fruitcakes available now.
Fruitcakes!
That's right. But it's really none of my business what gets his jollies off.
Mm.
I'm not sure daughter should be saying that. I know he'd love getting a birthday greeting wish from you guys in some sort of ridiculous character. I believe Charlie is his favorite. Charlie not in today.
Well, can you do a good Charlie?
I think the ginger...
Low rent Charlie?
I'll try. Hold on. Hi, my name is Charlie. He's a good guy.
No.
Happy birthday, Dale.
No, Charlie.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Dale.
See? It comes from one of the 3 principles. That's great.
That's sad, though. That's like someone else doing Bugs
Bunny. What about Larry? We let Pony do Larry?
Yeah, Pony do Larry.
Say
that's
happy birthday,
Dale. That's one of your signature
Dale.
Voice.
Happy birthday, Dale.
It's good. As he yells into the mic.
Oh, how about this? How about this? Happy birthday, Dale. Stay tuned for the funny Louise Duarte.
Happy birthday, Dale. Stay tuned for the funny Louise DeWart.
Very close. Anyways, Dad, I love you. Happy birthday, Dale. And couldn't have asked for a better father. I'm not sure I would have made it to 23 without your love and support. And I'm glad that I get to know you not only as my dad, but as an amazing person. You're still a dweeb, though, so don't let it go to your head. Happy birthday, Papa. Love, Sarah. Also known as your favorite daughter because Megan doesn't count. Okay, so Megan, obviously.
Sick burn.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a sick burn there.
Wow.
Poor Megan.
Well, you know, I think that's a sweet letter.
I liked it. And the Larry King was a welcome break. It sort of broke up the monotony.
Do you practice that at home?
Not really. No, not at all.
You should.
You really should, because, you know, this job won't last forever.
This could be something.
It really, and Larry won't last forever either.
That's a good point.
Hi.
Did you know it's Glover Park? Or Danny Glover Park?
Hi, this is Matt Bloom. Did you know that Linux is case sensitive?
I'm a Linux administrator. Look in my pants.
Stay tuned for the very guilty Kevin Spacey. All right. Back in a second. I got a funny text I want to share with you
Please.
Guys. And we'll do that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your b. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
This is such a weird show.
Nothing like selling food.
No. Well, that is what is known, Johnny, as a mixed message. Yeah. Brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it, and all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. Quick aside.
Yes.
We're going through my Uncle George's stuff, and I'll actually have a story about that in a second. And just pictures for miles. And it's drudgery to go through pictures because you have to handle them all and you don't know who all the mm-hmm. people are. Throw them in a Legacy Box. They come back to you on a thumb drive in a matter
Fantastic.
Of days. And you can click and watch. And they're saved forever. And also, if you have someone and you have to divide a photo collection.
Everyone gets every photo.
Everyone gets every yep. photo. It's a perfect. And that's why you got to use the Legacy Box. You get your originals and new digital files back in just a few weeks. And they keep you updated at every step of the process. That's what I love. They really take care of your stuff. We've all used Legacy Box. The results were amazing. So you can get all of your memories organized and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Just go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Save 40% today and get started preserving your past. Thank you, Legacy Box.
Fantastic.
So we're talking about all that stuff. We're going through my Uncle George's stuff and his sons, Mark and Eric, gave me his records, which is a really wonderful emotional experience, because if you look at a man or any person's record collection mm-hmm. dating back to when they're a kid, it's like a map of their life, because you see music from 1958
true,
all the way
true.
Through, and it's wonderful to go through and see the records that sort of were yes. Keystones in George's life. And I'm keeping them all, but I brought one in as a gift for Pony.
Ooh. Does Pony even have a record player?
No, we were talking about it yesterday, but this is something that I think he could put in a small frame or actually put on his wall, because this is an original pressing. The label is Parkway. That's a Philadelphia label, and you can see what the name of the song is.
Parkway. Oh, Pony Time.
Yeah.
This is the one.
It's Pony Time.
Aww.
So whenever we play this song to introduce Pony, this is the original Chubby Checker 45 called Pony Time.
Oh, cool.
And
what does it say, Marge?
Yeah, apparently it was at one point owned by someone named Marge.
Oh.
And that's the weirdest thing when you go through 45s. People wrote on records.
Yeah, didn't people used to write their names on like everything?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The cavemen.
Tony, yes. Be honest. And, yes. And I look, yes. You don't have to be funny.
No.
But I want you to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What does this record? It's a sweet gesture from Rob.
Made me think of you.
But for you, what does this mean for you?
Well, whenever I hear the beginning of that song, I start getting nervous because it's like, oh, I mean, oh, F. What are they going to yell at me for?
I thought that might be part of it.
So it induces anxiety.
Yes.
But the fact that you have no record player means true. You never have to hear it.
This is true.
But it's just...
What are you going to do with this, honestly?
Well, to be honest, a listener sent me that same record like 2 years ago.
Ah.
And I have it at home.
Was the listener named Marge?
No. No.
I'll need that back then.
There you go. Listen.
Thank you so much, Rob.
I think there's a way to help out what you're doing here on the show. We've got a few days without Mike, right?
Right.
Every day you bring in a stack of records,
right,
that you have duplicates of, and you give them away to one lucky listener every day.
But you know who it's not going to be?
Who?
Matt f***ing Bloom.
But they would have records owned by celebrity disc jockey.
Celebrity disc jockey?
Rob Spiewak.
I will do that. We will start that on Monday next.
Okay.
And we will have,
It's simple contesting. You literally have to send a message to Pony Boy and say, I want records.
Yes.
And we will send them out.
Yeah, do that. But Pony, could you set up record at MichaelMeroShow.com?
That costs money. We're not going to do that.
Money.
Yes.
And time.
Yes. It's ponyboy so at MichaelMeroShow.com. No,
followed by the answer of, I already have it.
This is how business works. We have to pay for each of our email addresses.
Well, I understand there is also a sort of finite number.
Let's do ponyboy at MichaelMeroShow.com.
Okay, send
you don't
it
even
to
have to. I'm telling you, we're going to help Rob out. If you want records, that what do you have doubles of?
Oh, I have doubles of many things. I have to jump in
I'm
this weekend to find
for
out.
For you, do you usually sell them or do you give them away?
I haven't sold a record in 10 years.
Okay, so you're great. You enjoy passing them along.
Sure.
Okay.
Music is best shared, Oscar. Okay. And a lot of times what people say is, really? Thank you. What does this have a story? And I say, yes, this belonged to my uncle who recently died from cancer. Saw the name on it and I said, you know who would like this? Everybody but Matt Bloom.
Yeah, but we don't
horrible
want
disease
your cancer records. We want
oh, no,
your
I've,
records.
I've washed them all. There's no cancer or strep or staph.
No, I'm not saying they're diseased. I'm saying
you want records from my collection.
Your collection.
Right.
I don't want to take from your family.
Right.
I want to take from you. So because
there will be LPs, there will be 45s.
Behind the scenes.
Right.
Rob, all he's doing is moving S around.
That's all I've got.
He literally said he's got to get a storage unit for his records.
I know it's so bad. You and my house, you've been there.
Yeah.
It's big. There is a lot of floors.
There's room.
There's none left.
So what I'm saying to you,
in my garage, I now have to walk sideways.
Is I'm helping you.
You are.
But this is an intervention, like in Hoarders, mm-hmm, where you get the professional come and say, look, you got triple of these.
Yes, you don't need that many.
You don't need that many.
I'm going to Marie Kondo my
giving
life. I
you
do
enjoy giving.
I do.
Here on the show, 5 days of records. Really, keep buying the fruitcakes. God bless you. But you get five. Don't say we never did anything for you. Next
these
week,
are free.
5 days of packs. What's a good pack of records?
I would say 245s and an LP.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Bam.
Boom. And when you get
no other show is going to do that.
What you should
cancer
do.
Cancer free.
Cancer
just
free.
Just want to clarify.
For over a week now. And when you get them, make sure you say the magic word, which is, oh yeah, I've already got that.
2 years ago. Boom.
2 years. Did the listener at least have a disease?
No, he didn't.
Disease-free. I shake my fist in your general direction.
My God.
Didn't see it going that way.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
Are you?
Not really.
You know what you should do? You want to help? Don't help. Okay?
Don't help.
Back in a second. I still have to tell you about that text.
Please.
And I will after we hear from Johnny Can't Spell on The Mike O'Mara Show.
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom, and I approve this message.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Mara.
Ew.
Did you know that Mr. O'Mara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Mara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Bloom, and I still approve this message.
Had you already heard it?
No.
No, I listened and tell you that 2 years ago?
No.
Love when he gets involved. Oh, boy!
Yes.
Oh, boy, Oscar. Yes.
Oh, boy.
The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is Woo! Now available for pre-sale. I know it's hot outside, but you got to look ahead to fall.
Oh, my God.
They do. The Fall Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others and get yourself ready for autumn with their carefully curated box of products. You see, they take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Mm. Each box is customized to your interest and delivered right to your door. Spoiler alert!
Woo!
I'm going to tell you some of the things that you're going to get in the box. Not all of them, just some.
Some of them.
Some of them. You get an amazing wallet, a new lunch tote, a cheese board, exfoliating pads, and more. Think of it.
I love it. I
love and the thing is, there's no sample size anything. These are all full-size products.
Nice.
Everything in the FabFitFun box, most of the things cost more than the cost of the box itself. Mm. Think of the bargain at play here. I know that Carrie and Julia fight like rabid dogs when the thing arrives at my house because they want to divide all that stuff
Fantastic.
Up. It's so much fun. It is like Christmas yep. when it arrives. So what you got to do is use the code TMOS and you get $10 off your first box. Now remember, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples of anything, as I said before. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Use the promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 of product for $39.99.
Boom, bam.
The best way to do it, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get 10 bucks off your first FabFitFun box. So I was going through my phone looking for a picture yesterday, and I ran into a photograph of Baltimore author Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
Now, this is something you probably don't know.
The Ravens.
Yes, well, the Raven.
The Ravens.
The team is the Ravens, yes. But he wrote the poem, the Raven.
Raven. But that's why the
exactly,
Ravens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Maddie, who, as you know, is our wonderful producer and video engineer, who's been out of the country now for nearly 2 weeks.
You know, when Maddie was hired here,
yeah.
she said, I love to travel. And I was like, that's nice.
That's a beautiful thing.
A lot of people love to travel.
It's a nice treat once in a while to take a short trip.
I had never processed that she would take month-long sabbaticals.
Well, that's what happens when, you know, your father is a powerful politician and you summer overseas.
Oh, my God.
Am I jealous? Be back.
No. I'm happy for her.
But you don't sound all that happy.
2 weeks, and I'm like, oh, I mean, Dahlia and Johnny are doing a pretty good job of filling in the gaps. But we literally have to get a temp for Dahlia to summer in Europe.
And then, of course, it's a good thing that Maddie's coming back because Dahlia is on her way to Lebanon. Meanwhile, I might have the time and money to make it to Herndon.
Johnny can't spell. Where are you going this summer?
I just went to Nashville with my family, so that was
cool.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's at least America. What happened to going places in America?
That's right. You love this country.
Continental U.S., best place in the world.
As the show goes on, I watch him. He's not doing anything, but he just sounds higher every time he keys the mic. Best place in the world. So Maddie thinks Edgar Allan Poe is very funny. So what I did is I saw the photo and I said, haven't talked to her in a couple weeks. Make sure everything's cool. I texted her a picture of Edgar Allan Poe and I said, miss you at the village. Dahlia and Johnny make a Poe substitute.
Yeah.
And I wrote,
oh, okay.
And then LOL, have a safe trip.
Yes.
And about 9 hours later, she texted back. This one phrase.
Yeah.
The cheese is great.
Oh. That's when you know people are having a good life.
Yeah.
I don't remember having a good life at that age.
No,
but I'm
keep hoping for it to happen to me.
I think if we did, we wouldn't be the people we are today.
I suppose.
We'd be too spoiled.
We have moments. We don't have moments that last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, no, she's been gone for so long.
Yeah, she's missed 2 heat waves. Jeez. 2 literal isolated heat waves.
Like, why even pay a lease on a place?
Right.
Why even pay rent?
Oh, I bet that boyfriend is, he's probably holding down the fort, right?
I think he went with them. No?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
No, because I don't think.
You guys know a lot more about her than I do.
I remember we weren't supposed to mention something about them cohabitating.
Oh.
Because the grandmother didn't know or something.
Oh, shame. We know your name.
Well, you know.
Out of wedlock.
living
in sin.
Not okay.
Ooh.
But as you know, Maddie did a week in Ireland and a week in, is it Sicily?
I think they're 2 weeks each.
Wow. Well, she's back on Monday, so we can't wait to get to the bottom of it.
God.
And I hope she brings cheese for everybody. Mm.
And then Johnny's gone, right, at that point?
Johnny, what is your what's your end date?
Last day's the 15th for me.
Oh, man. This is a good man. He is working right up to school.
Let's plan a party.
No,
and we'll have
it after
he leaves.
No.
I'll crash it. I'll still be there.
We won't tell you about it.
Oh, I'll be here, though.
I know you will. Because remember, Johnny's signature move is as he leaves the office,
yes,
as he's shutting the door, he says, I love working here.
Yeah, but that's a desperate plea for us not to fire him.
It's working.
Yeah, I love working here. Have a good day, guys. I love working here.
There's a plan.
He leaves at 3 o'clock.
There's a Podcast Village group team building event coming up that we were supposed to RSVP.
Yeah.
His RSVP was not yes or no. His RSVP was, I love working here. I'll miss him.
Yes, he'll be missed.
He will be missed. Whether he leaves or passes, we will miss him.
No, he told us, guys, I got a full semester. I'll see you next year.
Johnny, would you like a Chubby Checker album?
Yo, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, I shouldn't have come into work today.
He's dumb old.
Back in a sec. Oh, Oscar Otzi.
Yes.
Oh, and we'll do it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you have a family member who's slinging sandwiches for a store you loathe?
Yes.
Is your hetero life mate looking for a new home in Florida? Have your dreams for a muscle car been replaced by a muscle toilet? Yeah, life sucks. But there's a cure for these summertime blues. Retail therapy! It's a TMOS shopping center with three great retailers to choose from. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and shop, shop, shop. Your purchases help support TMOS and keeps that comedy train chugging down the tracks. The TMOS Shopping Center. Perfect for back-to-school shopping and a great way to treat yourself.
Oh, treat yourself.
Thank you, Jim Amato.
You know what? What's exciting for me is when we get to sit down and do the bonus show each and every week. And it's so much fun. And this was weird because Mike recorded the bonus show for this week before he cut out. So you made sure you got all your product.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so close to the original bonus show. It was weird having to do two of them almost back to back. But when we sit down and we don't have any rules and we don't have any sort of content or filters or any structure we need to do, we just talk for an hour. It's usually the most fun we have and every week.
A lot of fun.
And you got to be a part of it, and it's easy to do. Just go to our website, click the bonus banner, click it and get it. And the thing is not only are you getting that extra content, you are supporting the Mike O'Mara Show with a great hour every week. That's the sixth hour that we provide, and besides, it is your passport to the Assport. Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS bonus show. It will cure your boredom. And now, folks, let's see. This is what I want. I've got to hit that. There we go. Sorry about the sloppy fingering. When Mike is away, the entertainment will play. This is Oscarazzi.
Welcome to Oscarazzi. As I mentioned last time, no more I's.
Oh, with the tongue.
Well, it's also, I think, at this point.
Really?
We got to. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you got to realize that I actually never really liked it in the first place.
I love it.
No. Well, you do because it's insensitive and you're not Latino.
It's kind of degrading.
Yeah, yeah. So that's over with.
Tony, you've done nothing but make me feel good today.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It is degrading. Yeah. So, any Latino out there, we're not all Speedy Gonzales and Banditos in your eyes, are we?
No, no.
Okay.
But you could occasionally wear one of those blanket things over your shoulder.
No, a poncho, no.
Sarape.
This is what I got to work with people.
A sombrero.
I explain with him with logic, and he just comes back and doubles down on his pure and hatred.
The steak quesarito is delicious. Wonderful.
Yeah. Netflix doesn't hate.
Oh, that's a subscription service that provides television
Netflix
programming.
Netflix loves. And look, there's this big to-do about if Netflix can keep up with this arms race of content.
Right.
And I frankly believe they can because they have the dollars. And a highlight of that would be The Irishman, who is
Mike?
No.
I know he subscribes.
Their upcoming mobster film called The Irishman from Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah. This is getting a lot of press.
Yeah. And Netflix this dance with the Motion Picture Association of America, where they're vying for an Academy Award.
And the MPAA is dragging their feet. Spielberg says it's no good because it's made for TV content.
Yes.
They countered. They said, well, what if we showed the movie for a day in a theater? That's technically all you need to do. And everyone's butting heads.
So the headline is, what is it worth Netflix getting to, what is the Academy Award land?
Yeah.
It's $1 per subscriber on one movie. And think of it this way. According to the Wall Street Journal, Netflix is spending more than $520 million to make three major movies. The Irishman, as we mentioned earlier, Red Notice starring The Rock, and Six Underground with Ryan Reynolds. That's roughly $151.6 million that Netflix subscribers out there. So the cost of those three together comes out to closer to $3.50 per subscriber.
That's amazing money. But think about, again, read the star power in those three movies alone. Once again, repeat it.
The Rock.
Yes.
Martin Scorsese's The Irishman.
Yes.
And we've got Ryan Reynolds and Six Underground.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you know what? You think back maybe six, seven years ago, it seems, when Netflix was mailing you DVDs in little paper sleeves.
Yeah, they completely pivoted.
They pivoted, and they are so powerful now, and they are such a player. And the fact that day to day when you go onto Netflix, there's something
there's
new.
There's a lot more competition out there. For perspective, the Six Underground and Red Notice are action films.
Yes.
And we've got The Irishman, who also stars, listen to this, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Harvey Keitel. That is a mobster movie.
There should be. Movies. I say the Americans, whether you subscribe or not, you should send $1 just to make that made.
This is a great snapshot of the landscape of what is this arms race.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Right.
They've already greenlighted the second season before. They had greenlighted before the first season even went live. And
that's crazy. You mean it hadn't even aired?
Hadn't aired.
They liked the buzz
alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sign them up, and they're already in production for the second season.
Good for them. That's
so
great.
So this cycle of shows that we've been waiting for, your traditional network or these movies. I like going to the movies. It's fun. It's $50 easy.
Oh yeah,
for my wife and I to go. And you're like, what theater do you? It's just City Rates. City Rates with reserved seating. Nothing crazy. So that's $50, and God forbid we get a drink there, which is $12 a drink. $12 a drink. That's $24 for two drinks on top of the tickets. We're already in the $70 category. You're telling me I'm paying what is the equivalent of, let's say, $13, $15 a month, depending on your subscription.
And oftentimes, not even that much. Not even that much sometimes.
Now, if you're running a business, you wonder, well, why the hell would they spend this much? Because they want to keep the customers. They want to keep their market share.
Yeah, and they've got to.
This is why they're doing it.
They've set the template, and everyone's trying to get in on it. But you know what the thing is? Is they are continuing to press. And I love
that. A rising tide raises all ships.
It's true.
And I got to tell you that they're really raising the bar in home entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, if you are a Elvis fan or a Jackson fan, this blows my mind. And I'd love to take your take on this.
Okay.
And I know we mentioned this briefly before the show. But Lisa Marie Presley inks a massive deal for a bombshell book about Michael Jackson. Now, we all know that wedding was a sham.
Right, we mentioned this yesterday,
and
surreal.
And the marriage was a sham, right?
Scientology likely.
Yeah. No. Did you watch the Leaving Neverland?
I did.
Okay, did you watch the whole thing when they talked about the actual marriage?
I did, but for some reason it didn't stick with me.
You blocked it out? It just hurt you too much?
No, the thing is that I think, burying the lead on that, I was so taken with the horrible child stuff that maybe I didn't
take it. It is a legend in that doc.
Okay.
The reason why, because when Michael was under a deluge of accusations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he allegedly told his victims, hey, I got to get married because this is what the publicist says I need to do to clean up.
I do remember that.
My image.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a paid deal.
Okay.
For
okay.
Lisa Marie Presley. That's what I'm guessing.
But weren't they linked through Scientology? I thought that's how they set it up.
Take away Scientology.
Okay.
It's a publicist saying, how do we stop people from thinking you're a child toucher?
And also, don't yell at me.
Well, I can't believe
you.
Why can't you just buy into the idea that Lisa Marie, the king's daughter,
had a
price?
I understand.
And they bought her.
Yes.
And it was easy.
Well, the whole Presley Enterprises since the king's passing,
yes,
and actually before he passed, has always been profit-driven.
Okay.
And then you go down there, even in the things that are supposed to be respectful to the memory of this pious, God-fearing, yeah, loved his mother, loved his fans, perhaps didn't live it out right, but they try to paint this entire... Basically, the city of Memphis is based on him. That's the industry of that city, that and Federal Express. But even then, when you go to, like, the Graceland Meditation Garden, you still exit through a gift shop. Trust me, the whole thing is based on money.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Gallery Books was into this bombshell book idea so much they paid anywhere from $3 to $4 million as an advance, promising shocking revelations about Michael Jackson and a completely new understanding of Elvis as well. So they'll talk about Elvis. You gotta
get
that.
This is smart because, you know, and I hate to say this, but it's so true. Elvis, who was such a big deal his entire life, people are aging out of Elvis, and it's not, it's just not there anymore.
Johnny, how old are you?
21.
Okay, what do you know about
Elvis
Presley?
More like 20 wonderful.
Rob.
What do you know about Elvis?
Well, just made him swim.
I just went to Nashville, so I just learned more about Elvis there.
Yeah, well,
he recorded a lot of things there.
He did.
A lot of songs. And he only had 3 Grammys, all for gospel records.
That's exactly right, Johnny.
Yeah. So that was the most surprising thing about Elvis. But people
give
might
him an
know,
dying on the toilet.
And dying on the toilet was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Well,
but my generation, he's not that influential anymore because we don't play his music.
Well, he's aging out. So this is smart that she's selling the book because there is going to be the core Elvis people that want it.
Well,
but the Michael Jackson
This
stuff,
is the death throes of... This is like when you write a memoir about a tell-all when you got nothing else.
That's right. I'll tell all about Johnny.
94 to 96, if you're wondering how long they were married. Johnny was a zygote then, I imagine.
Is she going to dish any dirt on Nicolas Cage?
Well, it says, just for some background here, that she's going to highlight here. Oh, well, this is great. How many times has she lied to people about this wedding?
Probably a lot.
About this marriage.
Probably a lot.
Holy smokes.
Well, you have to admit, she's probably pretty screwed up because of the childhood she had and the fact that her mother now looks like a plastic action figure.
Oh, my God.
She's been married. Let's see. She married Michael Jackson. She married Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah.
And she married that guy, Danny Keough, that gave Elvis the granddaughter that was in the remake of Mad Max.
Yes.
So has she been married 3 times?
Married 3 times.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm reading over these facts here. You forget that she'd been asked by real reporters like Diane Sawyer and everybody else about this. And she, by the way, was asked by Leaving Neverland directors, producers to comment on the doc, and they haven't. And she hasn't. So this is the first time she's talking about this.
What she said was, I'll tell you what, man, you got to wait for the book.
Can anything change the legacy of Elvis Presley?
No, because I've read the most horrifying stuff about it, and the music still stands for me.
This is a tell-all.
I look forward to seeing what she says. But you know what? There's been tell-alls based in medicine. Mm-hmm. There's been tell-alls based in legal stuff. What she does, unless it's something amazingly over the top that no one's even alleged, I'll still like his music. And I also see him, without getting too deep, give me this one sentence. He lived his life almost like a Greek tragedy, and it's hard to see his life almost as a real thing, because it was so dynamic and so short, and he's a tragic, flawed character. Very, very talented.
How old is he passed?
42.
Oh, that's young.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, I look forward to the book.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll find out. Thank you.
Thank
that's
you, Oscar.
That's Oscar Rossi for today.
And we will come back with an audio vault. I hope Pony hasn't heard all the stuff on it.
I have.
A listener sent me the audio vault back after this.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, what a jerk.
What's your name?
You, that's my name.
ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Ad, interest, drunk, asshats. Ad, do you have something to add? Interest, are you interesting? I know you are, because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk, have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you. That's my name.
That's my name. Here's what's going on right now. Remember, send a note to Pony, get a free record. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com, click the banner, buy a fruitcake. But most importantly, please buy the last couple tickets for our show in Vegas Saturday night.
And Hordestock.
And Hordestock. And after that, you got the rest of the day off.
Yes.
The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is brought to you by Zappos. Buy your tickets and walk tall. Always walk tall. Woo! Because you're the greatest. Zappos and Mike O'Mara Show. That's November 16th, Saturday night, at the Zappos Cancel Theater in Las Vegas. Be there because you don't want to miss it.
I have some sweet sneakers from Zappos coming in today.
Yes.
They are so obnoxiously bright. I cannot wait to show them off.
I hope you dance in them.
No, I'm telling you, you'd be like, whoa, is that guy a celebrity or is he making it all about himself?
Tony said he saw those sneakers 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I like them.
Let's open the audio vault for July 31st, 2019.
I haven't heard any of this, Rob.
I know. Thank you, Oscar. You're a buddy.
Yes, yes.
As I said on Facebook yesterday, Oscar Santana is my friend.
My buddy.
He is my friend.
Not my enemy like Ponyboy Matt.
That's right. He's over there trying to make me look bad. Jerk.
I hope everyone's enjoying this as much as we
are.
I feel so bad. You look great.
Hey, Bonnie, what does this mean to you? It meant to me something like that 2 years ago. It was fantastic.
It was really good. Yeah. What is this, a show from 2017? Yeah. All right.
I don't want Marge's records.
The Bachelorette. You and all the damn people here at Podcast Village that have me following The Bachelorette is really rotting my brain.
In fairness to us, the mean age of the employees here at Podcast Village is roughly 22 years old.
Excuse me. Yes.
And you talk about Me Too. We have mostly female employees.
And they are very opinionated about the reality show.
And when we sit down for lunch once in a while, they will throw on the old Hulu and that will come up because they want to catch up.
Yeah, and they'll watch that. They've watched the Paradise Hotel.
Will we protest? No.
No.
We're trying to eat the food, moving on with the life. The show is great. I'm used to watching it at home, and frankly, most of the time, I'm not at lunch with you guys.
Right, that's true.
I will watch it at home because I actually like to see what's happening. A lot of chatter, a lot of commenting. It's fine.
By the way, have you watched Below Deck Mediterranean?
I have.
It's pretty good.
A lot of drama going on this season. A lot of drama.
I watched the first episode, and I thought Johnny Damon from the Red Sox was going to be on every show. But it turns out it's about the crew of the boat Scirocco. I'm sorry, the yacht Scirocco.
Yacht.
Boy, they're very affectionate.
And they hate each other.
They do, and yet that cook cannot get a steak right. Anyway, that's not what we're here for. I wanted to tell you about The Bachelorette. Here's what happened in the finale last night. Spoiler alert. She says no to Tyler. Jed proposes to the Bachelorette, but the Bachelorette now knows that Jed has a girl on the side.
Yeah.
Says no.
Back burner chick.
And what happens with Tyler?
Tyler, I love someone else.
I wish you and Jed nothing but success.
Hannah, will you marry me?
Yes.
He's the windmill guy,
like,
right?
Can I act like I'm engaged?
I think so, yeah.
Jed tells me
he's
that
not the windmill guy.
He'd been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the ship.
Who's the windmill guy?
Windmill guy is Peter the pilot.
And Peter didn't make it to the final two?
He got cut out at three.
Damn. You got the windmill, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he did. Four times. Four times.
Continue.
Ferris has been absent nine times.
And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out.
Yes.
And I start reading it, and it was not the same story that I was told. This doesn't mean the same thing. That's not what I said yes to.
Damn.
I am not with Jed anymore.
Oh, now with Tyler.
Incredible guy.
Runner up.
And I'm a single girl. Thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
Okay, rewind.
Tell me when. I'm there.
I know what she's going to be drinking.
Let me ask you this. Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny, because I have not seen this episode. It's fine. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, put on your Bachelorette hat.
Do you? So she picked, she said yes to a guy.
Right. She picked a guy.
She picked a guy to marry.
Right. Well, he proposed after he was selected.
Yes.
But she found out about that People magazine. And this
but did
has
she
been,
say yes?
No, because she found out before the proposal.
Oh.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny. This has been sort of hanging
up in there.
No, it's been sort of hanging in the background the whole time because America knew about the girl on the side, right?
Yeah, about the third week in when America was watching, it started coming up on online on Twitter. And
I thought it was a rumor, though.
Well, People Magazine carried an article.
Damn.
Yeah, and I love the...
Do they have a picture of her?
Probably somewhere.
This is what's the... You can't go on a national dating show with a side chick.
You can't.
You can't. Because you she swears that she can keep a secret, and then...
You could maybe do it on Below Deck.
Yeah, but then you're on... Below Deck all day. Cable access all day. Network dating show, no.
No.
Because this is what happens. You go on there, I'm talking to the guys, or even the gals. You go on there saying, hey, look, this is great for my career. Mm-hmm. You know I love you, but I gotta do this. It's kind of like what guys used to do when Facebook really came out at the very beginning, and girls would do, be like, look, I don't want to be Facebook official because, you know, I don't like people knowing my private life.
Right.
Every time someone would say that, I'm like, oh my God, they're f***ing down three other girls or they're sleeping with three other dudes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
What I would say is that you got to break up and take your shot on national television because now you just look like someone.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You took on that liability.
Mm-hmm.
Because the girl who's probably a good egg and can keep a secret, she'll keep a secret on cable, but she won't keep a secret on network television.
And also keep in mind.
Because she'll be embarrassed. Her girlfriends will be chattering.
Did you see
what he did? He made out with that girl or he slept with whatever.
And they say, what's a windmill?
Yes.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Yeah, it was very badly done. I am not a very political guy. I have my favorites. I've not selected a candidate to support yet, but I do know this.
I thought you were a Bernie guy.
I'm a step further from Bernie because he can't control his temper.
Oh.
Last night during the debate, I mean, this is... Be cool, Daddy-O. Don't do this.
Medicare for All is comprehensive. It covers all health care needs for senior citizens. It will finally include dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know...
Second of all...
You don't know that,
second
Bernie.
Of all...
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
I thought that's logical. That's angry to you?
That seemed a little
that was
angry.
Great. That was passionate.
But we know angry. Mike gets angry.
Mike never
wrote. That was passionate, and he told the guy to shush up.
Shush. Lose it?
Shush, man, I wrote the bill.
And then he announced that he had also had a girl on the side.
Why would you not like that answer?
I think he needs to keep it in check. At least this early on.
Oh, my God.
There's still 20 candidates out there.
Look, I'm not any guy yet, right?
Right.
I'm probably going to vote for Biden, but I don't know yet.
You'll vote for Hillary again.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was a real answer.
It was.
I don't think he sounded doddering or rude or he was asserting.
Okay.
He wrote the bill, so shut up.
Shut up. Shut it. Zip it.
Pony, what do you
Zip
think?
It.
You know, I think he got the soundbite. He made the right move, and I don't think it was overly aggressive. I thought it was passionate.
Did Johnny just leave?
Oh, he's helping Charlie with something.
He can't stand when we badmouth Bernie Sanders. He walked out.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right. Oh, yeah, and let's close with this.
Yes.
I'm still loving David Spade. Three consecutive great jokes last night on his show.
This weekend, Leonardo DiCaprio's 22-year-old girlfriend clapped back at haters who said she's half of Leo's age. Even more impressive, she did it during finals. Hey, you can now buy matching Hawaiian shirts for you and your dog on Etsy. You know, in case your dog also gets divorced. Elon Musk announced Tesla owners will soon be able to play streaming movies in their car. Hey, girl, want to come over? We can Netflix and crash.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us 24/7 at the TMOS Yak Shack. Just dial up 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673. We will have your yaks tomorrow.
Yak Shack.
Get them in tonight. Messages for the weekly mailbag, which was great today. Thank you, folks. Can be sent to me, Rob, with two B's, at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. $50 minimum for Oscar. Apparently that's what we do. A few tickets are still available for our Saturday Night Vegas show, and now is the time to pre-order your fruitcakes. Both are available at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.